Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology at the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800 studies. Today we're going to talk about the art and the science of medicine. I've got with me Dr. Alan Safdi. Alan, what's the difference between the art of medicine and the science of medicine?
Bill, that's a good question. Really, in this day and age with artificial intelligence and everything else, and we have created artificial intelligence solutions for medicine, but really we want the synergy between scientific and the artistic elements of practicing medicine, meaning seeing how a patient looks, not just the answers to their question, looking at facial expressions, looking at their gait, other things that our computers can't do, really understanding the patient visually as well as hearing the patient's complaints makes a huge difference in medicine. So can the AI programs we're developing replace physicians? No. We need to integrate, you know, healing beyond cures. We have to be able to comfort patients. We have to have empathy for patients. Our computers don't really have empathy, can't balance risks and benefits as well and discuss those situations in details with patients.
So, and the computers, for the most part, don't know the patient's history. They don't know how they've related to people. They don't know if the person is anxious about coming to the doctor or if their daughter had died 2 years ago. And since then, they can't relate. You know, so I think there's many things that, like you're saying, computers can't do. Yeah.
They don't have the intuition. They don't have the experience. They haven't seen the strange cases. We want a differential diagnosis. If you have a problem, we say, what are these 20 or 30 things could it be? But our experience guides that. AI is a tool. Computers are a tool. But we can't teach them empathy. We can't teach them to look at patients. And we can't do a risk versus benefit discussion with them. So as we get into these programs over the next years, we'll be discussing lots of aspects of medicine. So thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Alan.